With heaps of buzz about the total solar eclipse happening this Thursday, it's hard not to get excited about all things space at the moment. Combining both an orchestral Baroque performance with engaging NASA images and film, English astrophysicist and planetary geologist Dr. Anthony Bryan has partnered with Australian Baroque and invites you, our listener, on a multi-sensory journey through the stars. To keep the hype about space accompanied by beautiful music going, I welcome Dr. Anthony Bryan to the program to chat with us more about their performance titled Space Music. Welcome to the show, Anthony.
Thanks. Great to be here.
So, Anthony, besides being a harmonious fusion of space and Baroque music, what can listeners be in store for upon seeing a performance of Space Music?
So this is a show that we first performed back in 2021, and it's been brought back by popular demand. We had such an amazing feedback from our audience last time that we thought it was a great show to do again. We've tweaked a couple of things in there. The talk's slightly different that I give. So it's based on a sort of a tour through the solar system. So the music is interspersed by some talks and presentations that I give, and everything is accompanied by these fantastic NASA and ESA images. So we've got film playing in the background as the orchestra is playing, and then interspersed with my sort of little vignettes and space facts to keep everybody enthralled.
Sounds like such a dream. You just mentioned that it was something that happened a couple years ago. I want to know, how was space music originally conceptualized?
Well, we wanted to do so. Helen Kruger is my wife, and we had talked about doing a show together for quite a while. Something that was, you know, interesting and engaging. Australian Baroque had done a few pairings of different concepts, so not just the music, but either playing in a particular venue like Curtin Gallery, or they just did one at the West Australian Gallery here, and also Beer and Bark, their coffee cantata. So just having something additional to a pure concert, and people really seem to enjoy that, and they've engaged so much with something other than just a pure music concert. So Space Music was brought about a couple of years before 21. We thought about pairing it with the 50th anniversary of the Apollo moon landings. That sort of developed into this general space show, and we've got some plans in the future to do more aspects of space, either dipping into more of the external galaxies and deep space, and even one about the Earth. I'd love to do one about space, pictures of the Earth from space.
That's so cool. Space is very fascinating. And between 2021 and 2023, there's so much more space news and, I guess, more space research that's evolved. So there's so much you can do, I guess, with this performance and show, so to speak. Is matching space images and film difficult to pair with music? And how does this process work? And what was it like for you?
Well, we've sat down, first of all, and thought, well, what music can we play? You know, do we have music which was written specifically about the topics that we're talking about? And also, what can we bring to the listener that maybe it is a new experience for them? So choosing music which was engaging and interesting, we found that, of course, that there's not a huge amount of music which has been written specifically about individual planets. There are some, and composers over the ages have sort of written with gods and goddesses, and the moon especially is a great one, the sun. But there wasn't a sort of a pure list of music that we could, especially from the Baroque period. Everyone, of course, knows Holst's The Planet Suite, but that's classical rather than Baroque. And so we sat down and picked music which had a sort of what we thought was a feel of what planet we were going to talk about. So we have Bieber's The Battaglia Suite, and that paired very nicely with Mars, for example. Mars, the bringer of war, traditionally associated with war. Other pieces, Rameau, sort of very processional, Chaconne, which we've paired with the moon. It's sort of very, you know, this beautiful sort of piece which sort of rounds off the concert. And so it was a case of trying to, you know, pick out some music and then pair some images. Of course, there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of images that we could choose, and that was a real task to go through and pick out the ones, just choosing the ones that, you know, jumped out.
Definitely.
But it was a great experience for me to do, going back to that sort of science aspect and pouring through these images, which, you know, for years I've had great fun looking at.
Yeah, I guess it would be, as you were just explaining there, you know, there are some pieces written about certain planets, as you were saying, but I guess having to tie what connotations we perceive planets as with music is such an interesting concept to me, and I think it would pair very nicely with Baroque-style music and having to individually select, say, for a different planet to what kind of piece you're pairing it with.
That's right, yes.
Would be something,
And Baroque music traditionally has it's sort of very manipulative, if you like, in its emotions, depending on what key it's written in. It's an acoustic performance rather than amplified, and you know the Baroque composers were very good at pulling on their audience's emotions depending on what key it was written in, whether it's sad or happy, you know, quiet, soft, and all of that is meant to come through and hopefully give an affect of the planet or the topic that we are talking about. And so I think those pictures pair really, you know, nicely with the music that we've chosen.
You're on the record with Maddie Lombardi, and we're chatting about the Baroque Orchestral NASA collaboration performance titled Space Music this morning with Dr. Anthony Bryan. Dr. Bryan, you recently premiered this show in 2021, as we were just mentioning a little bit earlier throughout our conversation. I want to know a little bit more about, will there be much difference or change in 2023's rendition from the original performance, which took place nearly 2 years ago? Are there updated images of space or different kind of performance pieces that you'll be using as well? Can you expand a little bit more about that?
Yeah, well, we have changed some of the music, and we've changed the talk slightly, so there are sort of new and interesting little details. It's very difficult to talk about space as a topic and individual planets as a topic in such a short time frame. So it was a real task trying to choose and, you know, a 4-minute talk about all of the rocky planets and know exactly how much I could, the facts I could actually get in there. We have our fantastic soloist Prue Sanders, who is performing with us this time. So she's just fresh from some solo roles with WA Opera, leads in Carmen and Into the Woods. And we have Joel Raymond, who's joining us. He's an oboe player who's come over from London. So we've got some new players. And this is also, we're taking this concert out to the regions. We're playing in Ballingup and Wickiepen. We have a couple of concerts the week after next down there. So taking it out to the regions as well.
That
to let those
amazing. Yeah, very, very cool. So not just happening in Perth, listeners, it is travelling through to WA's regions as well. I noticed your premiering night this Thursday syncs up with a total solar eclipse happening as well. Will performance goers expect to see some footage from the spectacle, or is it...
It would be fantastic if we were able to do it. It takes a lot of planning to actually get images and film set up. I hope that everyone in Perth has a chance to see at least some of the eclipse. Of course, it'll be a partial eclipse down here rather than up in Exmouth. But, you know, it ties in so nicely. That there's a lot going on at the moment. Of course, the eclipse here. We've got, you know, news of Elon Musk launching his new giant rocket, which is going to be the largest power rocket ever launched into space. That's a test. And hopefully it should have been launched yesterday, but they found something wrong. So they stopped that launch and postponed it for another week. And so that there's a such a fervor of interest back into space at the moment. And it's fantastic that industry is getting involved. You know, whatever you think about Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk and Richard Branson, you know, they are the ones who are going to make space travel affordable and really push that industry on. So it's going to be, you know, over the next several years, we also have the Artemis mission, which is going to the moon. So in 2020, end of 24, I think they're going to send the first crew around the moon. And then I think by the end of 2025, we should have the first woman and the next man. And I think there's a first man of color who's on that crew, hopefully going to be walking on the moon at the end of 25. So Fantastic times we're living in.
Yeah, very fantastic times. Really interesting. I hope we can keep this theme of Space FM on RTR FM continuing. We've had news about the total solar eclipse, as you were just mentioning there. And now we're talking currently about space music, which is the Baroque Orchestral NASA collaboration performance that you yourself, Dr. Anthony Bryan and Helen Krug are collaborating with to make this fantastic performance. I want to know, where can our listeners get tickets?
So if you go to our website, australianbaroque.com, we also have ticketing through Eventbrite. So if you just do a quick search on the internet, you'll find all of the details. Just to give you the dates and the times, we've got our first performance this Thursday, the 20th, and that's at 6 p.m. Then we've got Saturday, the 22nd, at 6 and 8 p.m., and then Sunday, 23rd at 1 and 3 p.m. So a little bit nicer times if we want to bring some of the family. You know, having said that, kids really enjoy it. You know, who doesn't love some images of space? And I think it's a real experience for those younger listeners and viewers to actually come and listen to some fantastic music. And, you know, we found at lots of our concerts where we've had younger children listening, that they really do enjoy it, and it's a real eye-opener for them.
Amazing. Definitely, if you're tuning in on RTR FM 92.1 currently and you're hearing our conversation about the fantastic performance of space music, get onto the AustralianBaroque.com website to get yourself some tickets to this fantastic performance. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Anthony Bryan. We appreciate your time here and on the record.
Thank you.